What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, it's just me. Just me. Like, it says on the bill. Okay? Dear Albie, you're getting Albie just straight away. Missed you all. It's been quite the adventure, as you guys know. I am wearing a wedding ring. I tell everybody it's like my hands got braces. I'm adjusting to the ring. I love it. It's different. I'm not a rings guy. I've never worn a ring before. So I'm getting into that. I am solo. If you can't tell, my voice is all crazy. It's been, I don't think I'm sick. I think it's raspy. I don't know if this is a good thing, though. I don't know if this works for me because I have moments where I feel like maybe it does. You guys, the community, you let me know. But yeah, we were MIA. Ton going on, obviously, just before the wedding. And, you know, wanted to just reach out, talk to you guys a little bit, break it down, see where we go. But it's awesome. I got to tell you, overall, you know, not trying to go Pink Nails episode style here. But, to answer some questions that came in, yes, I was a basket case. I cried a bunch during the ceremony. I cried at the pre-parties. I cried during a speech. I cried at the aisle. But overall, I have to say it was genuinely, I think, the happiest feeling and the happiest day I can ever remember. It was awesome. And I feel differently than I expected to feel. I actually didn't expect to feel super different after. You know, I kind of feel grown up-ish, I guess, you know, if that's a word. But it feels different for sure, in a very good way, I think. And it was awesome. It was super intimate. It was only about 50-something people that came out. And, you know, it was obviously a pretty short turnaround when we got the whole thing going. And just awesome to see everybody there for that amount of time. And I think people that throw, you know, destination weddings are like just the worst. Like, come on, man. Like, really? That's how I feel about people. I like to consider this thing a little bit of a different case because I wanted to be far away so it didn't feel like work for anyone. And it was super different in that regard and just fun. And Dana, who you guys met a bunch of episodes ago, is my mother-in-law now officially, who just did an incredible job planning the whole thing. And it was just cool to see everybody in one place so often. And Marky was incredible. They played True Colors and she walked down. I was a mess. And Urbano crushed he was our officiant. He crushed it. He was amazing. And it was just a very, very cool time overall. So, you know, it was just so much to tell you guys. I crowd surfed. So Fal did show up eventually. Took a minute. We got, I don't know if it was food poisoning or something. So we get to Rome first. You know, all the details to give you guys now. We get to Rome first, and we were ducking around for a little bit the first night. And we stayed at a apartment there. And I don't know what happened. I think, you know, me and Chell broke off for like a lunch. Barely, you know, had even a ton of time to ourselves. We jump in for a lunch. I don't know if it was like a... We ate these like dumplings. They were like these green vegetable dumplings at this one spot. And they had this plant, this like potpourri looking plant all over the ceiling. The spot was beautiful, but we had the dumplings. And it's really the only thing we ate differently than everybody else. And both of us were sick for like the next 2 days. The next day, didn't get out of bed at all. Couldn't get anything down, whole thing. And I'm like, here we go. This is like the curse of Mexico. I'm going to end up just having to go home. This is going to be a mess. And it's always me when we go on a trip. The man's a travel curse is back. So we end up going. And a day and a half later, I actually end up feeling a little bit better. I think I beat Chell by a little bit. And we get to the venue. So the venue where we were was called Borgo del Arno. It was gorgeous. About an hour and a half outside of Rome. And you got to go down these winding hills, all this craziness to get up and get down. And there's like wild boar everywhere, like all over the place, which is alive. You only saw it once, but in my brain, they were everywhere. But here's the thing. It's cool to see. And it had like 14 rooms. that were up there, and it's just the venue. It's at like the top of this mountain, and about 20 minutes away in the other direction, you had the venue's beautiful, amazing. Guys, I'm not even gonna lie. I paused that today. A call came in, which inspires me to just kind of, you know, I'm just gonna do this anyway. But I'm extra inspired now. It's my brother, of course. So I hope this didn't screw everything up. However, the venue is beautiful. Everyone's up there. We're about 20 minutes away from the small town that everybody else was in, and we're ducking into pre-parties that, like, you have restaurants that you're literally eating in one building, the street, and another building. It was awesome. They got caves in the back and stuff. And we had the ceremony and the reception on the property where we were staying, and it was gorgeous. Really, really awesome time. But yeah, Marky comes, I'm a basket case. Then I'm supposed to do a speech. I'm a basket case. Chell was amazing. Looked beautiful. So excited just to kind of even be around the family and everything, all of our families, and spoke beautifully. Chris did his speech, was great. Lauren did her speech. She was great. Everybody just seemed to get along awesome all week. And Lauren even said that she missed me. So we're going to start there. This isn't going to be a wedding recap show. This is going to be a bit more of a continuation of certain little storylines that have occurred from the wedding and since, okay? You guys are going to have questions. I have questions, okay? And I need some answers, and we're going to get them together. We're going to get in the same way that we confront the people that didn't come. We're not going to confront the people that were there. And we'll do a whole big episode when Chell is here, because we have some announcements beyond the wedding that affect the community specifically for you guys. So we have obviously posted some pictures on Instagram. Greg, I believe it was, posted some stuff. And my sister gets involved in his post and just said, hey, look, you know, I miss everyone already. Now, I was there too. It's my wedding, so I was there. She said everyone. This would be the first time, and this is not a lie, my sister has ever admitted to missing me in her entire life. So we will confront this together right now. Does not know I'm calling. Here we are. Let us see how this goes.
What?
Hey, Laura.
What?
I have you on. You're on speaker right now. The community can hear you. Just wanted to say I miss you to see what, you know, you say back.
Well, you said before you realized.
No, I just really quick.
See how this goes. I miss, so I know you're setting me up.
I just say that I miss you. That's all I said.
You said, let's see how this goes before you realize I picked up the phone. So I know that you're setting me up.
I didn't hit the speaker button fast enough.
No.
Okay.
You went, let's see how this goes.
I miss you. This is terrible.
I'm not going to say it back.
Why? That's not, you know, I'm your older brother. And honestly, you did, but hold on then. Okay. You said it in.
No. I said, I miss everyone already. Like, I miss being around everyone as a whole. I don't miss anyone specifically.
But that doesn't make any sense, Lauren. If you're basically saying I miss the gander and I don't miss the goose.
No, I miss everyone. Like, I miss being around my family and close friends every day and, like, always having good vibes. I miss that. I don't miss anyone specifically.
I'm looking at the post.
I don't miss one specific person.
It says I miss everyone already.
Yeah, everyone. Like, everyone as a whole.
That I don't think that's how that works, Lauren. It's everyone.
You could miss.
No, it would say that would mean I miss the team or I miss the group. That would be a thing.
Yeah, like I miss the crew.
But you have to admit, just a very, very simple question. For you to miss a crew of people, would that not be the sum of missing every single person individually?
I mean, if one or two people weren't in that group, I would still miss the group in general.
Because you miss everyone in the group. So let me ask you this. If the group was split in half, okay, and there was one group in California and one group in New Jersey, okay, and you had the same good time, okay, would you miss the group in California?
No, because I'd be like, oh, this was fun. And I'd be like, oh, it would be nice if that crew was here too, but I'm still happy to be here.
Yeah, but it's the same people. So my point is, if you had the same good time, would you miss, if you had the same good time with the same group of people, but two separate parties, would you miss the two groups the same?
I mean, I guess it depends on who is in the groups.
Lauren, you're making this very difficult.
Well, you're trying to get me to say that I miss you, but I don't miss you. And I don't want to have to say that, but now you're forcing me to.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Do you miss me?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I do, for real. Yeah.
You miss Marky, maybe.
I miss Marky all the time.
Yeah.
Did she have a good time? What did she say?
She didn't say much. She said she had a good time, and that was really it. We got right back into school, and now I'm sick, and that's it.
So she went to a different country. She just didn't say anything the entire time. Just the whole time the way back, she didn't say nothing. She doesn't say, oh, wait, it'll be good. Did she tell her friends about it, anything? You have nothing to contribute?
No, she said it was good, and she said she's writing in her journal about it for school, and
is that a big deal?
No, I don't think she understands that it was a big deal if she went to another country.
No, is it a big deal if she writes in the journal? She writes everything in the journal? Or like just this? Because it sounds like it's a big deal.
It's a travel journal. You have to do it if you're going to be out of school. You have to do a travel journal so you could tell people like what you learn and stuff like that.
Got it. So it's not like a diary where she's writing about things that are significant. She just... Okay, Lauren.
Yeah, like writing about what she does every day and stuff like that.
No, it's awesome. The magic of Italy clearly has come across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you sound really, I'm glad I did this.
Well, I'm sick.
Me too.
Well, I don't feel well. I'm a little out of it today.
I wish I didn't make this phone call.
All right.
Okay.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. Miss you.
Great. Bye.
That wasn't even like that was a real hang up. That was pretty bad. That really was. I actually was kind of excited, guys. I was kind of I thought the conversation was actually gonna go really well. And that went a little different than I thought. Might need some I'm gonna talk to a professional about it, actually. You know what? I know what's gonna fix this. I know it's going to fix this. I'm going to talk to someone that I trust, okay? That I go to with issues like this. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm very happy my friends at BetterHelp are back. This is one of my top favorite sponsors of all time. And I'm very, I don't even have to be dealing with them directly right now. It's helping me. Okay, BetterHelp is helping me without even having to be on BetterHelp and use BetterHelp with BetterHelp is even for because of the absolute disaster of a conversation that I just had with my sister. Now, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So, end of the year, there's a lot to look forward to. I will say, seasonally though, you get a little down. It gets cold, okay? And it was very hot in Italy. It was very hot. It was like 80 degrees. I came back. It's 30 the next day. And immediate, you know, just trying not to have it affect my vibe. But, you know, seasonal depression, bit of a real thing. And also I get very intuitive, or not intuitive. I get very, like, you know, I process how the year went and everything. So it can be a lot. I have a lot of friends that have seasonal depression. It's a real thing. I have friends that have moved over it. And it is natural to feel sadness and anxiety. But adding something new to your life can counteract some of those feelings. And look, you're going to make a resolution anyway. This could be a major, major, major help for you. And therapy could be a major bright spot amid all of the stress and change of the seasons. And be something to look forward to, help you feel grounded and jump into the new year in a much better place. I've benefited major from therapy. I've told people this on the show all the time, that I don't even find it so much about what I hear. It's about what I say and what I hear myself say. And between that and the podcast, especially when I do it by myself, it really truly is very, very helpful and very and enlightening and eye-opening. That's something to feel shameful about. It's incredibly, incredibly helpful. And not even a little bit joking, I started going to therapy after listening to the radio, where, you know, my favorite radio host was going to therapy, and it was super, super beneficial for him, and I jumped into it too. And it was absolutely outstanding, helped me really try and just kind of process things and how I would react to them. And honestly, not even the ad, this is like part of the show for real. Like it really helped me start to process different emotions. I went, you know, I've used BetterHelp specifically for a number of things, you know, including my own relationship. And look where we are. We just got back, got the ring on. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I've said this plenty of times. That's huge, because sometimes that can get awkward. And before BetterHelp, I was doing nothing but in-person stuff. And that gets a little bit weird to kind of, it almost feels like a very awkward kind of breakup. So you don't have to deal with that. BetterHelp's awesome for that. To find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp, visit betterhelp.com/DearAlbie today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearAlbie. So thank you, BetterHelp. I don't know if this is going to help, but I think we make another phone call. Let's see. Let's see how this is going to play out. Let's see. Who do we want to call now? Greg, last time I tried Greg, he didn't pick up at all, but let's give it a shot. Let's give Greg Bennett a shot. Let's see how this will play out on the old screen here. Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, real quick, just before you think I called you because you know, I love you, I just using you for something. You're on the show right now.
I got you. Yeah, I figured that.
Why, did my sister already call you?
No one called me. You always trot my gay ass onto the show.
You know what? People love you, man.
I know. I'm beloved.
So,
beloved
by all. I'll tell you what. You know, I'm telling everybody about the wedding and specifically about your post, okay? And the comment my sister made on your post.
How she's missing everybody or something like that?
Yes. Really quickly, before I give you her perspective, how do you interpret that message?
I thought that she like typed it incorrectly and was trying to convey something else realistically.
What?
I don't think she everybody. But
so like what do you think she was trying to convey? Well,
I don't know. She just misses like the morning prosciutto and the camaraderie of living across the hall from Alex and I. I really didn't know.
Because I went into this very excited to speak with her. And I just said, hey, I literally just picked up and go, I miss you. And you know, because she's never said that to me before. So I feel like this is like, it's miss adjacent, but it's a miss. You know what I mean? And yeah. No, she wouldn't respond to that at all. At all.
Does she not remember writing it?
No, she remembers writing it. She just says she didn't mean it. Uh-oh, my bride has walked in. Chelsea's returned from work.
Hi, Charles.
We're talking. The community's here, and I'm recapping.
Hi, everyone.
It's Chelsea Manzo. Very exciting. I called Lauren. She doesn't miss me at all.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know, Lauren? Lauren was with Chell all last night. I'm on with Greg now. Obviously, Greg's agreeing. Yeah, you know, please, no, go do your thing. I know I sprung it on you. You know, Chell's going to the bathroom. I can't get any. Greg, you miss me at least.
I miss you. Yes, I miss you.
Thank
you. I miss you. I miss the whole crew.
This is.
You know who else I miss? Aunt Cookie. Love her.
Yeah, like, Aunt Cookie. Yeah, Aunt Cookie's star is rising big time. There's so many people
she's
talking.
Great.
And
really, everybody was great at that wedding. There was no villain. Well,
you know, it's funny though. Just now, Lauren wouldn't say that she missed me. Chell comes in, says hello, and slams the door in my face when I said it. You're the only one, man, which is not helping those gay rumors at all.
I know. But you're married to a woman now, so you couldn't possibly be gay.
I know, right? Can't possibly do that. That's never happened before. But so what was any takeaways from the wedding that you want to share with the crowd?
Honestly, I don't remember much from the actual wedding itself.
I heard a story about you.
What, that I was in the nude?
I heard you were naked, yeah.
Well, I drank a lot, and I took a Vyvanse, and I felt unstoppable for a long time. And then apparently I was, like, trying to leave the room and go sleep in the car because I embarrassed myself, is what I was saying. I don't know. I'm a 37-year-old man, and I don't drink much anymore. So I was in rare form. Alex was not happy with me when I woke up, but he got over it by the time we got to the airport to fly home.
How did you feel? You embarrassed yourself?
I truly don't know. I really don't know. I was just, I was talking gibberish.
When? You think you were just kind of going nuts because you was like... You're like,
apparently, like, Leah locked Lauren out of and Marky out of the room, and then Marky and Lauren were going to sleep in our room, and then I was, like, staring at Lauren from the bed vacantly, going, like, who are they? And then Alex was like, please stay in the bed. You have no clothes on.
Yeah, so why would you and why would you want to drive home naked?
I don't know.
In Italy. On those windy roads.
Because we were around nothing, so there was really nowhere to drive.
Mm-hmm. Cingale. Did you want to share Lauren's Lauren learned Italian on this trip?
Did she Mangiaro?
Yeah. Lauren's Lauren's greeting for everybody was Mangiaro, and I was losing it. It was fantastic. You know, but I told everybody how I was a basket case mess crying.
You were. You did cry, which was nice to see some emotion.
And then like down to the speech.
It was a lovely evening. I can't wait to be clicky at the next celebration and only talk to the people who were in Italy.
Right? That's coming up. That's going to be much more of a banger as everybody's been putting it out there. And we're excited about it. But yeah, I do think Italy's going to be a bit of a click. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Candace and Josh are out. Sorry, bro.
You know what? It was sad because I FaceTime who I thought was everybody because of the time change. And I was like, Josh will definitely pick up. And he was just driving home. So now it looks like I just called Josh. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't call Candace or anybody else. I just called Josh. This is how it looks. And, they had the sports and stuff. And Olivia was texting. It was very sweet. And then, man, I think it's going to be clicky there for sure.
I'm excited to see the gals.
Did you make any new friends?
Dina's friends, love them all.
Did you make any new friends there?
I made a ton of new friends, some of whom I don't remember actually making at the ceremony, but like I've been told I have a bunch of new friends, so I'm excited to see them all and act like I remember.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see you talking to like Chelsea's friends and stuff, and the girls especially. I feel
literally,
like
Al, there was one girl who kept making me like pick her up and twirl her around at the end of the reception. Do you remember that girl?
I don't. I remember
seeing pictures of her the next day and being like, oh, this girl kept running into my arms and like doing the dirty dancing like thing where he holds the girl over the head.
Was it Sasha?
No, I know Sasha. It was not Sasha.
Mm. I gotta look. I have to ask Joe. I will find out. But they're a great group. Oh. We had a great time. And then, were you there on the bus? With the happenings in the bus? Maybe we share that with the community.
I don't remember anything about the bus.
No, the bus coming back from Assisi. The bus driver had an interesting little incident.
Oh yes. Oh my God, I was there for all that.
So I'm still a bit unclear. So why don't we share this together with the community, please?
Yeah, so we walked up to the bus, and, well, I didn't. This was, like, two of the women got back to the bus first, and they walked upon the woman bus driver. Remember there was the lady bus driver and the male bus driver from two buses?
Yeah.
And the lady bus driver had acquired a male companion while we were climbing the hills of Assisi, and she, the lady said she was spread-eagle in the front seat, and... And getting her, fagioli flicked. She was just getting it and drove back to the hotel with Chelsea and all her girlfriends in the bus and her new male friend in the front seat.
Maybe that's an Italian bus fare.
I don't know where they met. Italian Hinge or something, but,
And the guy just stayed there on the bus.
The guy was like there at the fucking at the winery that we went to right after.
I don't understand this. First of all, number one, how's this even possible? Number two, though, were they confronted?
No, I mean, unsure, but Chelsea's dad's sister had her, like, rubber raincoat in the front seat, and he was, like, sitting on it. Oh. She was very unhappy about that.
Oh. Like, during? Sitting on it during?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, she had left it in the front seat.
These are savages. You know how bad he had to want that?
Not great.
My God. That's disgusting. And you know what the worst part about it is?
All while we were at the chapel.
The worst part about it is
saying prayers.
Somebody could have walked past the front of that bus, right? Where there is a bus driver leaning back in the front seat while getting someone going to town on her, right? And in the front windshield is a giant sign that says Chelsea and Albert.
And this woman and her little...
Yeah, like, I really, like, you know, just looks like... As if they're wearing name tags. Everybody, you know, you don't know what's happening, how it's getting spread around Italy right now. There could be somebody with a picture right now, just people think it's us.
Maybe they're like your Italian doppelgangers.
Yeah, that's like, you know, like I could have been in a little wine shop after. Oh, yes, hi, it's, you know, it's Chelsea and Albert here. They'll be like, oh.
How was the little farewell day Thursday after we left? Was that a good meal?
Yeah, it was nice. We just kind of chilled out, you know.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed it. But everybody wishes airport food.
The airport there is delicious.
It was bougie. There.
Yeah.
And then I sat next to Joy on the flight home.
I heard that's a great one. I have to call Urbano. There's a beef right now between Joy. Anybody that doesn't know Joy, Joy's like a member of our family. She's worked for the Brownstone for years. She's from Jamaica. And Joy can be very sassy. I think Joy is like probably who you are at heart, really.
I love Joy. Like, I know that she had some issues with some people on the trip, but I loved her. And I kept catching her taking pictures of Alex and I.
Somebody wrote to me on the Dear Albie Instagram, actually. He said, do you have any thoughts about how great of a reality TV episode it would have been while you were there? Or is it more fun for you that it wasn't taped? And honestly, obviously, if cameras were around, it just wouldn't have gone down that way. That it just don't let it happen. Which, like, I think me and you would bring that up all the time. Like, it's probably better off just letting us do our thing. But what's funny is I had a better time that it wasn't obviously filmed. But I wish I had the whole thing documented at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, even just we had our phones out kind of thing, just because it was just so funny. And to your point, I had a lot of people telling me they don't really remember much, not because they were drinking or anything, because of the overstimulation of it. There was so much going around everywhere at the same time that it was like, I want to do that, I want to do that, you know?
Yeah, but I'm glad there was no filming because that would have been a little too much, I think. I wouldn't have gotten as drunk as I did.
Yeah, well, you know, but a good time, a very good time.
For sure. I'm glad I was invited. Happy to be involved.
Thank you so much for coming. And I will leave you now, as you have now.
Thanks, pal.
You have no
goodbye
use to me.
All the friends in Dear Albie world, the community. Thanks for having me.
You got it, pal.
Later.
Well, see you at the next one. See, that was nice. I feel better now. I feel better. This is what happens. And shout to BetterHelp. This is what happens. You know, the calls get better. See what I'm saying? Honestly, it really was hysterical. But I heard the next day that Greg, was screaming at Alex and kept saying over and over, I embarrassed myself and was trying very hard to run naked to his car, which would have been, I mean, God forbid we found him the next day. I don't know what we would have even thought. Greg found naked driven off an Italian cliff in his car. Honestly, you really break that down. I think that's probably the way Greg would want to go out, you know? He'd probably just wake up and just wonder how he got there. But everything about it was incredible. Shout out to everybody that came. Love you all. Shout out to community. I've missed you guys. Got lots to tell you. And we'll catch up soon. Love you guys.